FaceTime video.
Shit. Well, it's a nice ring, Warren. Tell the editor, start right now, not before. Hi, everybody. It's Jungle Jim Jerome and Kevin Martin and Warren Hanson, proudly coming to you with this special edition of Inside Curling. Special edition because it's the Princess Auto Players Championship in the sold-out Old Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. The finals are set. I'm down in Palm Springs, Kev. I've played the Quarry, and I played the Tradition today. It's just, aesthetically, it might be one of the nicest golf courses I've seen in my life. But I'm hoping my picks are better than my golf. Okay.
You weren't brilliant today.
I was not brilliant, man. I was not. You're in trouble when the guy I'm playing with, he's the member, and I'd hit a tee shot, Warren, and he'd go, "Well, I've never seen anyone over here." I've never seen anyone over here. Anyway, time to talk some curling, man. Thank you to all of you for listening and all our fans of the show. Of course, thank you to our sponsors who've been with us a long time now. We really appreciate them and encourage you to support Jackpot City, Coyote Tractor, and Goldline. On the weekly show, Coyote Tractor brings you hot rock topics. If you have work to do, Coyote has the tractors, the UTVs, the ZTRs, and compact construction equipment to do it. Coyote, we dig dirt. The finals are set at the Players' Championship. Kevin, give us the wraps. Give us the wrap, Kev, and who's in the finals?
It was a crazy night, Jimmy. We said after it was done, that might have been the craziest finish that we've ever had in all the years that we've done. We've done a lot of TV. We've done a lot of Grand Slams.
Do tell.
And so I think I'll start. I was trying to think on the way back from the rink just now, how to even do it. So I think I'll just go sheet by sheet in the semifinals. Mowat against Guju. Of course, a fantastic game. Mowat gets out to a 3-0 lead. You go, oh boy, I hope this doesn't end early. Brad makes a beautiful couple of shots, gets three back in the third end, comes down, tie game, coming home, Brad wins it in an absolute battle. In the seventh end, Bruce Mowat has to bite the edge of the button against five.
Oh,
and
geez.
Four. Yeah, it was almost impossible shot. And it just dove in at the end, so he scored a single to tie it. So anyway, Guju won. And just a tremendous curling game on sheet A. Sheet B, you've got Team Gim out of Korea playing against the defending champion in Verano. Going home, tie game. Again, in the end, either the seconds last or the thirds first for Team Verano made a beautiful freeze into a pocket inside 4 foot. That rock, of course, stayed because it was in a pocket. Mm-hmm. And so then Team Gim had to draw a good chunk of the button to win. They had to measure it twice. It was so close.
Holy cow.
They measured it once, and it was just, Verano was slightly better, so they measured it a second time just to be sure. So a double measurement, Verano won, 6-5, same score as the Mowat Guju game. Okay, let's move over to sheet C. Joel Retournaz is playing an outturn tap in 7 to sit one buried. He chips the guard just ever so slightly and raised one of McEwen's in. So then Mike McEwen draws for 3. So Mike's 3 up going home against Retournaz. Retournaz, it was Mazzoner, hits and rolls from the center in behind the corner, so he's 2 buried.
Mm-hmm.
Mike on his last one has to split the rings. He's got one on the side 8 foot. He goes and slips to the back 8, but it's really, really flat. Double. Retournaz throws the thing 100 mile an hour and bumps it about an inch far enough for 3.
Oh,
so
no.
He won,
McEwen
so he won
again?
McEwen was 2 up going home. I'm sorry, it was 5-3. He got 3 to go up 2. And Retournaz made the cross house double for 3 and won the game. And the Italians went crazy because it was such a shot. It was as good a shot as you're going to see in our sport. Okay, that's sheet C. Now, sheet D, you've got Rachel Holman playing against Terenzoni. Holman she was 34-1 of the last 35 games going into this one. Anyway, tie game. Tie game coming home. Holman has hammer. But Pets makes a beautiful come around to not. She was not biting the button, but very close on her last one to the back button. Rachel has no shot, but to try to come around and bite the edge of the button just comes up a little bit light. Terenzoni steals the win. So the Rachel roll ended before she could win the Players' Championship. And that's the only one Rachel hasn't won of all the Grand Slams. So that finishes it up. So you've got Retornaz and Guju in the men's final. Both finished the round robin at 3-2, so they will draw for hammer.
Okay.
To start the game. And the women's final, you've got Terenzoni against Vrano, both at 4-1. They will draw for hammer to start the game. And guess who, which two teams played in the final last year? Terenzoni and Vrano. Vrano won 6-5. So there you have it. That's my wrap up. It was an incredible day. The crowd was going nuts because every game, and they kind of ended back to back to back to back, like kind of in a row.
Right.
So the crowd's going berserk, and then another one and another one, and it's just quite a night. It was quite a spectacle of curling, and curling's on a bit of a roll, you guys. When you know we're at the men's world, Nova Scotia was wonderful. Mm-hmm. The women's world, we'll go over to Switzerland and a complete sellout, completely sold out building in Switzerland. Come here and a sellout on the weekend. Curling's on a real roll, and you know it's too bad this is the last big event for four-person curling this year. There's still mixed doubles worlds happening yet, but other four-person curling, this is it.
Okay, Kev, well, it's something if you're a curling fan and you missed, we're going to regret it. It sounds like every game was...
Yeah. Every game. Every single game was off the charts. Yeah,
good stuff and a big crowd. Warren, you were watching it all day. What do you take away from it?
Yes, it was some pretty exciting curling. I want to mention before I say anything, I saw Rachel Holman make two shots to virtually save her bacon earlier in that game tonight that were two of the best curling shots that you've ever seen in your life. Long raise takeouts that went on an angle that were just superb shots. But, of course, it wasn't good enough for her to win. But I want to ask Kevin a question before I give some percentage summaries. It seemed to be across the board there tonight that people were struggling often with draw shots. What's that about? Do you have any idea?
Well, humidity, I think. So frost is certainly an issue. What's happening, if you throw the first rock down a spot, it'll be quite heavy. But then the next rock is much, much keener. You heard, if you watched the game tonight, you would have heard Mike McEwen when he missed one shot in, I believe, the fourth end, an outturn draw. He was just a little bit heavy. And he said, man, I just can't believe how much the ice changes each shot because the powerful brushing, and it shines up the pebble so much, and then the rocks just keep going, and it changes a lot. But then if a spot sits for 15 minutes or something, it gets quite a bit heavier because it'll frost up again. So I think it mostly has to do with the frost because of the humidity here in Toronto. But it certainly didn't stop the exciting finishes to the game. But I think that's what you're talking about, Warren. And it's true. If a spot sits for too long, it's very difficult to make the draw. If it's a second or third draw down a path, it's easy.
So a lot of the skips didn't have good percentages, and I think that's probably the reason for it. But let's take a look at that. On the men's side, certainly Guju, they led the way as a team, 87%, and Brad himself was 85%. Mallet, the team was 79%, but Bruce himself was only 64%. The McEwen team, similarly, pretty good. 84% as a team isn't bad, but Mike himself was only 67%. Retornaz, the team was 82%, and Joel was 72%. And then we look over on the women's side. Alina Pets, again, shows her dominance in this sport that's been pretty prevalent over the last few years. She shot 84%, but Rachel Holman's percentage, despite the heroics she made in the fifth and seventh ends, was 72%. And the Gim-Rana game, both were quite low. Gim was 63%, and Rana was 64%. So also looking going into tomorrow, into the final, as to Players' Championship. So Retornaz has won 4 slams, no Players' Championship. Guju, 14 slams, but only one Players' Championship. Rana has 1 slam, winning 1 Players' Championship. And despite all the winning that Terenzoni has done in the last few years, she's only won 3 slams and no players title. So two players out there tomorrow looking for their first ever players victory. So that's going to be interesting to watch as well.
Good stuff. There you go. That sets it all up. Before we do our picks, allow me to recognize Jackpot City. Jackpot City every week brings you what is happening around the curling world. Jackpot City, casino games perfectly made for you. I know, Warren, we all picked Homan because I said, really, well, then we're only picking one.
Yep, we did.
And I know I picked Mike McEwen. You know what? Mike McEwen is going to get a hold of me, okay? Because every time I pick Mike McEwen, he loses. And I've been picking him a lot, okay? I've been picking him a lot since we started this damn thing with picks. And every time I do, he loses. This guy's going to freak out. He's going to like, Jerome, do us a favor, okay? Go the other way. Leave us alone, man. Yeah. So anyway, I know how I did, but how did you guys do?
Well, you don't know totally how you did, Jim.
Oh, the women. Right.
Yeah, well, like, you're 0-4.
The women, I know. What am I talking about? Homan, yeah.
Yeah, you picked Adine and McEwen and Homan and Hasselberg. So,
oh no,
goose egg, buddy.
Good smiling, Hansen.
Kevin, right. Kevin picked Homan and Rana, so he got one there. But he picked Adine and White, so goose egg there for Kevin. Warren on the women's side, because we didn't know last night who was going to be playing who. I picked two teams for the final that couldn't both be in the final, but one was going to be, and because she won tonight, I picked Homan and Terenzoni, so I got Terenzoni, and on the men's side, I picked McEwen and Gushu, so I got Gushu. So,
oh, well done.
Jim got goose egg, Warren got two, and Kevin got one.
Well, I like to, I can't beat you guys up all the time.
Well, and that's kind of how it works with the players, trying to figure out who's going to win here.
Right.
It's when it's the best against the best, and every game was tied coming home, other than the Retornaz game, he was down two and he won. So it's really tough to pick out here. Yeah. It's so close. So close.
Warren, you seem to think, too, maybe they're getting a little tired. They got to be tired, Kev, aren't they?
Well, no question. It's a long season, and the teams have just played, especially in the men's, that played in the Worlds, have got to be tuckering out. Yeah.
Okay, now we've got to do some picks. I got a lot of work to do.
Okay, Jim, pick.
I'm going to go with McEwen.
He'll be pleased to hear that.
Yeah, he'll be pleased to hear that. Yeah, I'll go with the Goosh.
Oh, okay.
And on the women's side, okay, I'll go Terenzoni.
Really going to stick your neck out, eh, Jim?
Well, she's looking for her first player. She's going to be hungry.
Okay, Kevin.
Okay, on the men's side, I've got to go with Jimmy. I think Mr. Gushu is going to win tomorrow, but it's going to be a battle. On the women's side, though, I picked Rano last night, and I still think today that Rano is going to win this thing again, back-to-back.
All right. You're going to stick in there with the young Swedes. I've got to follow the same path as Jimmy. I've picked Gushu, I think, from the word go here, because I figured after the Worlds and coming so close that they were going to be pretty hungry here, even though they're tired. And I think they will continue tomorrow. And on the women's side, Terenzoni, I've got to pick them because they're so solid, particularly Lena Pat. She's so consistent. So those are mine, Gushu and Terenzoni.
Yeah, and they're both drawing the button for Hammer. So we don't know who has Hammer tomorrow in either game.
You guys put a lot of thought into this, okay? I go with gut. I go with my gut.
That's why we call you Casino Jim.
Exactly. Hey, Warren, I'm doing it. Look at Warren. He looks like Elvis, Kev. Look, he's got his collar flipped up there. I'm doing the same thing. You see? Flip your collar up, Kev. Let me see. Get it all up. Oh, you look like a freaking vampire. That's good. It's all hands on deck and collars up, baby, for the final tomorrow. What time do you go, Kev?
It's a good question. 10 o'clock, women's final.
Eastern.
And yep. 10 o'clock local here, yes, in Toronto. And
2:30, the women's. Men's.
Yeah. Is it 2:30?
Okay. There you go. 10 o'clock for the women's final, Eastern, and at 2:30 Toronto time will be the men's, and we'll all be watching. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Rod Paulson. Of course, we do it each and every week. He's the guy who keeps our Facebook group going. Check it out. Sign up. Join us. Also, drop us an email anytime on any subject. I got beat up by the one we read yesterday because I said Schuster didn't stand a chance. And apparently his nephew heard it, or I don't know, his roommate or something. I don't know. But the guy took me down.
He heard it, Jim.
Yeah,
he listens to every show.
Oh, no. I was kidding, of course. InsideCurling@gmail.com. That's InsideCurling@gmail.com. Kev, Jennifer Jones curled her last game yesterday. Did you get a chance to talk to her at all last night or today? Was she in the booth with you guys today? I was golfing all day. So
No, I did not see her. I bet you she slept a lot today and just tuckered out and enjoying the girls and being at home, I imagine.
Yep. Well, it was a week that was for Jennifer Jones because she's hanging it up. She's going to play mixed doubles with her husband, Brent Lang. But congratulations to her for a long career and a good one.
Yeah, a great career. And it was a really good night last night. Like, I know, you know, she lost, but she played fantastic. And that's really what you want to do on your last game, Jim, is you go out there and when you look in the mirror the next day, you go, yeah, I played a really good game. Now, you're playing one of the best people in the world, so you might not win.
Right.
But
right.
She played great. It was a wonderful, a full crowd, and they were lively and enjoying it. And it was just really, really good, a really good way for Jennifer's last game to go.
Right. Warren, there's many things that go in when people say, who's the best curler in the world? You know, age and events and all that stuff. Is it still Jennifer Jones or is Rachel Holman there? I'll ask both of you guys. Is Rachel Holman creeping up there or does she have a long way to go before you can say she was as good as or is as good as Jennifer Jones?
Well, she's creeping up, but I think Jennifer Jones is still the greatest curler of all time, certainly from a Canadian point of view, as far as what she's won and the length of her whole career. Like, she virtually goes back to, she won a Canadian Juniors, I think, in 1994. So she's been hanging in there for a long time. So she's certainly still the greatest of all time until somebody takes that one over, and I don't think we've got anybody there yet.
Right. You, Kev?
Yeah, you know, that's always a tough one. You know, you look over different eras and different events and how it works, and that's a really tough one, you know, to say, you know, the greatest of all time, right, the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Jennifer has to be, has to be close, right, in the top few. But there's so many great players over the years that yeah, do tremendous things. Yeah. And, you know, so I can't really say that, but boy, I wouldn't vote against it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And Jennifer's such a good friend of mine. So, you know, it's what a career. It's been fantastic. And it was a great send off last night.
Well, we at Inside Curling want to salute her. So I thought we'd just take a minute and do that. So thanks very much. Or should I say thank you? Thank you very much. I like this. We should do our poster like this, you guys. We got to do our social. We'll tell Rod. Fix us up, Rod. Put us on the post. It's Martin the Vampire. It's Jerome Elvis and Warren Hansen, the king. Okay? I'll be Elvis. You can be the king, Warren. We'll see you later, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with our regular edition of Inside Curling. Take care, fellas. Enjoy the finals, everybody, tomorrow.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.